This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The FBI is calling an incident on Sunday at former U.S. President Donald Trump's golf club another assassination attempt. AP's Jackie Quinn.
The former president is safe. Sources say that a man with an AK-style rifle was apparently aiming into the golf course where the former president was playing around. Sources say the Secret Service opened fire on the suspect. The sheriff in a neighboring county tells WPTV the suspect was caught on Interstate 95 by deputies. About 2 months ago, he survived an assassination attempt, grazed in the ear by a bullet. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel's prime minister Sunday vowed revenge following a missile strike in central Israel. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis took credit for the non-lethal attack.
Despite his pledge to bring hostages home, many Israelis say Netanyahu is simply not doing enough.
He doesn't care about nothing. He cares only about continuing ruling, and he's not even ruling.
Demonstrations against Netanyahu's government aren't new in Israel, but mass protests renewed in recent weeks after the military recovered the bodies of six hostages from Gaza. Israel and U.S.-designated terror group Hamas continue blaming each other for a lack of a ceasefire deal that would include freeing remaining hostages. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The death toll is rising in central European countries after days of heavy rains caused widespread flooding and forced evacuations. Several central European nations have already been hit by severe flooding, including Austria, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Romania. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Mexico's president has signed the country's contested judicial reforms into law. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
President Andres Manuel López Obrador announced on Sunday he had signed into law controversial judicial reforms, making Mexico the world's only country to elect all its judges by popular vote. The outgoing leftist leader signed the decree in a video posted on social media, calling it a historic day. Opponents and legal experts fear elected judges could be more vulnerable to pressure from criminals in a country where powerful drug cartels regularly use bribery and intimidation to influence officials. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
French authorities said Sunday at least eight people died trying to cross the English Channel. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Authorities spotted a boat that was carrying dozens of people in distress near a beach in the northern French town of Ambulteuse. A French rescue ship was deployed to the area but could not offer assistance at sea. Once they reached the shore, over 50 migrants were offered medical help. However, several died despite the emergency care provided. Authorities said survivors of the accident came from Eritrea, Sudan, Syria, Afghanistan, Egypt, and Iran. I'm Karen Chamas.
The strongest typhoon to hit Shanghai since at least 1949 made landfall early Monday, with powerful winds and heavy rains after more than 400,000 people were evacuated. Flights, ferries, and train services were suspended in the megacity and in neighboring provinces, disrupting travel during China's three-day mid-autumn festival. Shanghai's airports canceled hundreds of flights starting Sunday and through Monday. A billionaire spacewalker is now back on Earth. A SpaceX capsule carrying tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman and his crew splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico near Florida's Dry Tortugas early Sunday. Now, their pre-dawn return ended a 5-day space flight that lifted them higher than anyone has traveled since NASA's spacewalkers. They pulled off the first private spacewalk on Thursday, testing brand new spacesuits. Isaacman shared the cost with SpaceX. He was joined in the mission by two SpaceX engineers and a former Air Force Thunderbird pilot. You'll find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.